All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Call to order the Community Corrections Partnership meeting for December 1st, 2021 at 10:30 at our Stockdale office. So we will start with roll call. Ms. Vaughn.
Chief Miracle.
Here.
Board Executive Officer Harper Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel from Ms. Zimmer.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang from Ms. Singh.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Kuhar.
Here.
Chief Terry.
Here.
Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Rojas and Mary Barlow.
And Victim Services Coordinator.
Here.
Thank you. Our first item is our consent agenda. We have two items on the consent agenda. That's item number one and item number five. We would just need one motion to pass those two items on the consent agenda, unless there's any discussion. Is there, before I ask for a motion, is there any public comment on either of those consent agenda items? Not seeing any. Do I have a minute for the consent agenda, or a motion, excuse me?
So moved.
We have a motion for Mr. Corson. Do I have a second?
Second.
From Ms. Kuwahara, and all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we'll go to our next item, and this is public presentation. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to talk, present to the committee on anything that is not on the agenda. I just remind everyone that you have 2 minutes, and please state your name and the organization you're with. Do we have any public presentations?
Well, of course we do. Hi, my name's Janice Marble, J-A-N-I-C-E-M-A-R-B-E-L, and I'm with Mini Marbles, and I brought a client to talk about her experience with you guys' help in funding her at Mini Marbles.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, Pulido, P-U-L-I-D-O. To me, this is something new. I'm a little nervous, but Mini Marbles really helped me out since I was funded by my probation officer. I've been sober going on 8 months now. When I went to Mini Marbles, I didn't have my ID, my Social Security card. I was confused at first, but I got myself 2 jobs, and it was kind of a struggle and kind of hard at first, but I decided for myself, since I was going to be funded by the state, that I was going to make something beneficial for myself, get something out of it, and I'm still working full time. I work 12 hours on a daily basis. And I'm really glad that Mini Marbles really was there for me through my funding. If it wasn't for the state helping me, I think I would have still been in prison or incarcerated. I'm grateful to be here before all of you right now, sober and being successful in life. I'm also going to school. I enrolled to go back to school. That was something that never would have, I'm 42 years old, so that's something that I was never, I was raised in a different environment in Los Angeles. So I never had that opportunity since I was in a dysfunctional family. I'm really grateful for the opportunity that the state has given me through the funding of Mini Marbles. I'm here before you all, and I'm doing great now. I'm taking care of my physical needs, my dental work, and everything else that I need to do. And I'm just glad to be here with all of you. And I don't know what else to say.
Thank you for sharing. Congratulations.
She kind of described my life, you know?
All right. Do we have any other public presentations? Okay, not seeing any. We'll go to our next item, which is Chairman's Report. I don't have anything specific other than what's on the agenda. So we'll go to number four, which is CCP Committee Member Announcements or Reports. Are there any announcements or reports from the committee?
I have one update.
Okay.
So we've talked about the recovery stations in this meeting over the last year or so. And just a small update, I think most of you know that we have a sobering center recovery station on Kentucky Street. In October, we had some damage to the building, so we had to move our operation to our Kern Beach administrative building. Just wanted to update the committee on that operation continues. It's a bit modified with reduced capacity, but we've informed stakeholders about the change. We expect some repairs in the coming months, and I can provide an update as soon as we return back to regular operations.
Thank you for that. Any other announcements or reports? Okay, not seeing any. We'll go to our next item, which are, we're going to hear items number 6 and 7 together because they're related. We'll have two separate votes, but we're going to turn it over to Ms. Bond for these items.
Can I say I'm very excited we're back in person again here. Let's hope that it's always a new variant that praying that it continues. So, so on this particular, these are two items. As you may recall, back in March of 2021, the CCP approved CBO contract extensions. And this was proposed to be extended, which you approved through December of 2022, due to COVID and the possible negative impact that going out to RFP at that time would occur. Shortly thereafter, in April, Positive Visions notified one of our other CBOs, notified us that they were closing one of their SLE locations, which resulted in an 8-bed loss. Freedom House and New Life Recovery took on the 4 additional beds each. And at that time, their agreements were amended for the 4 additional beds. However, it was recommended to wait to approve their RFP extension to see if the additional beds would be needed for 2022. So staff reevaluated the need to maintain the 4 additional beds for each CBO, and then the staff determined the additional beds aren't needed beyond the end of this December of 2021 due to no wait list and no anticipation of an influx of AB 109 clients during 2022. So therefore, staff is recommending or requesting to reduce the beds for each back to what they would have been or would have been had we not done this, and approve amendment number 2 for contract extensions through December 31st, 2022.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any questions? Not seeing any questions. If there's no further discussion, I would need a motion for item number 6. To make a recommendation to the Executive Committee to approve the proposed reduction of beds related to Freedom House Recovery Homes. Do I have such a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion from Ms. Oliveira. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Finnerty. And is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. Mr. Council, we need to take a roll call vote on this, would you?
It's my recommendation, Mr. Chair.
We'll do that. Ms. Vaughn?
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kenzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang from the Singh, yes.
Chair Finley.
Yes.
Director Kulahar.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CAO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Ross and Mary Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator
Henry.
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll go to item number 7. And I would ask for a motion to make a recommendation to the Executive Committee to approve the proposed reduction of beds as stated, specific to New Life Recovery and Training Center. Do I have such a motion?
Youngblood.
Youngblood motion?
Second.
Second from Ms. Kuwahara. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. We'll have a roll call vote. Ms. Vaughn.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Margaret Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kenzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Ms. Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Rossi Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the next item, item number 8, and this is related to funding proposals for fiscal year 21-22 with additional base fund allocations. So we have several requests, and we'll just go down the order for presentations, starting with the Sheriff's Office.
Lieutenant Alex Garcia is being thrown into the fire here. We've had some retirements. In fact, everybody's bailing, except me and Alex. So, Alex, feel free to present.
Sir, good morning, everyone. Good morning, committee. The Kern County Sheriff's Office requests for additional fiscal year 21-22 base funding. The request is for using the established percentage allocation, the amount of $945,470 for security improvement projects at the Laredo Pretrial Facility and Justice Facilities. Specifically, one of the major items, the replacement generator for the pretrial facility, and for increased funding for industry services.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Lieutenant Garcia? I'll see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is probation. I'll take that. And so we're requesting to keep our standard allocation of 35.56% and to use that money for a variety of different investments in the department, including office equipment and upgrades, vehicles, technology, probation program resources, training, security improvements, and field equipment for our officers. I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has. Okay. Not seeing any, we'll go to Behavioral Health and Recovery Services.
Behavioral Health is requesting additional funding of $326,472. This funding will go to support staffing costs and increased services. These additional positions and services assist us in continuing to lower our recidivism in our efforts with early intervention, engagement, and the outreach services provided.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, we'll go to the District Attorney's Office.
District Attorney is seeking the standard base funding allocation of $103,046 to continue NV101 activities, including looking into a case management system to try and better improve our responses and efficiency in handling our caseloads.
Thank you. Any questions? Next, we have our community-based organization, and they're asking for the standard percentage as well. This would be $65,728. That will go towards a future RFP. Any questions on that? Okay, we'll go to Public Defender next.
The Public Defender is requesting the amount consistent to prior years to allow our department to continue our fulsome and timely representation of all those eligible. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Okay, see, next we have ETR. I can handle it unless someone, okay, and they're asking for their normal allocation, but that instead of it going to ETR, that it go to the CBO programs for that future RFP. That's their request, and that's in the amount of $33,225. Any questions related to that? Next we have the Street Interdiction Team. And they have a similar request where they're requesting their percentage in the amount of $16,372, but that would be allocated to the CBO program for a future RFP. Any questions? Okay, next we have Veterans Services. I don't see Director Dannon's here. Would you like to speak to it? Okay, they're doing the same thing here where they're asking for their percentage, which is $6,501, but that would be dedicated to the CBO program for a future RFP. Any questions on that? And then last is contingency, which we always put a certain percentage towards contingency, and that is in the amount of $3,130. So the request for that would be that it go into our contingency fund. All right, so we've gone through all of the requests for that additional base fund allocation. So first I'd like to ask if there's any public comment on this item. Okay. Not seeing any, I would request a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to approve the proposals as outlined.
Carson, so moved.
We have a second. Motion and a second from Chief Terry. We will take a roll call vote.
Chief Merrill.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harper Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Hanford for Singh, yes.
Chair Panda.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Ross and Mary Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Finger.
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much. Go to our next item, and this is for fiscal year 2021, AB-109 growth funds, and in the amount, total amount of $3,257,887. And there are four requests. The first is the sheriff's office, and I don't know if you'd like to present on it, or it's just...
It's Alex still.
Okay.
The Kern County Sheriff's Office does not request any allocated funds for growth funds.
And next is probation, and probation is likewise not requesting any, other than we just requesting that the whatever money is left over go to the CBO for that future RFP. Next we have Behavioral Health and Recovery Services.
Behavioral Health and Recovery Services is requesting $200,000 in growth funds. This would go toward purchasing clothing, hygiene kits, emergency and temporary housing related to our ongoing early intervention to address recidivism.
Thank you very much. Any questions? And then the last is for the CBO program, and so it is that the rest of the growth fund go to the CBO program for future RFP, and if Behavioral Health and Recovery Services request is approved, the remaining amount would be $3,057,887 going to CBO program. So is there any public comment on this item? Okay, not seeing any. I would ask for a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to approve the proposals as outlined.
Youngblood.
I have a motion.
Second.
The second from Mr. Rojas. And let's take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Ms. Singh, yes.
Chair Gilmore.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Ross and Mary Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Fenner.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Our next item is a request by the Sheriff's Office to reallocate $100,000 in fiscal year 21-22 base funds, and I'll turn it over to Lieutenant Garcia.
Thank you again. Kern County Sheriff's Office is requesting to reallocate the $100,000 that was previously approved by the CCP on June 2nd, 2021 for an inmate mail screening service and to fund the increased costs for inmate food services.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Lieutenant? Not seeing any. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any, I would ask for a motion to make a recommendation to the Executive Committee to approve the proposed reallocation of base funds for increased inmate food services costs. Do I have such a motion?
Motion.
Motion from Chief Terry.
Corson, second.
Corson, second. We'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Ms. Singh, yes.
Sheriff Yunlin.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy. Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock. Superintendent Barlow.
Carlos Charles and Mary Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Penner.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. Our next item is related to the BSCC planning funds, which every year we submit a survey in order to receive $200,000. We're going to have Department Analyst for Probation, Kevin Holland, present on this.
Good morning, everyone. Just as Chief just spoke about, just a reminder that this is a report that the state has provided roughly $8 million to counties that complete a report regarding the Community Corrections Partnership Plan to the Board of State and Community Corrections. That goes over how we actually implemented planning services and programs under the CCP, and this will net us $200,000. I would like to thank Alex Garcia's team for helping me get this done, and for Michelle Cooley over at Kern Behavioral Health. We received this report. There wasn't a lot of turnaround to get it in, so I want to extend thanks to both of them. Just real quick, so the report is in three parts. So part A goes through how we implemented services and what our goals were. Part B goes over the budget. And part C highlights some of the success stories that we've had throughout extending it. And I'll just run through the report quickly. So section one of reports is basic information that Kern County completed the report, that I am the contact person for it. Section two just highlights some basic facts about the CCP, such as what our membership is, how often we meet, what our working groups are. Section three outlines our goals, objectives, and outcome measures. So I'll just run through these briefly. COVID has had an impact on some of these. For example, for in-custody services for substance abuse, for the last reporting period, we had four cohorts that completed 239 groups and graduated 34 participants. Whereas for this current reporting period, we had three cohorts, 113 completed groups, and three participant graduations for the report period, all due to the effect of COVID. Next goal, continue to provide funding opportunities for the community-based organizations, ranging services, community, criminal justice population of Kern County. I would say that the CCP continues to show support for this program through large contributions of growth funds. Much of these growth funds will go towards a new RP process that we anticipate on completing for next, we'll start the process for next spring. Our next goal here is incorporate evidence-based research into program development and policymaking. This is very much an ongoing goal for us. We do anticipate updating some of the studies that we have previously used and reported here, such as our program inventory, cost-benefit analysis, and other studies. We added an additional goal for this report period. Due to changing legal or regulatory aspects with the state, probation created a pretrial unit to comply with a court decision. We had Kern County Probations has stood up a pretrial unit. We will seek to get additional hires for that unit as we inspect workloads to increase due to demands. So that was our new goal. Our next section, just to hit upon briefly, types of programming and services. If you look at the report, it just outlines the types of services and who provides it. So for example, for mental health and behavioral health, we provide those services through sheriff, probation, behavioral health, for in-custody supervision, and post-supervision inmates. The next section, section five. The bulk of section five was borrowed from last year and updated accordingly between sheriff, probation, and Kern Behavioral Health. I would note for item 21, with challenges the county has faced in meeting the above programs and services, that due to COVID, Kern Behavioral Health has done their best to provide or continue to provide services and programs to clients throughout the pandemic. Sheriff's has had to eliminate programs from July of last year to October with limited openings for programs and services. Probation through our day reporting center has reduced their capacity from 200 to 50 participants. In this last recent year, they moved from operating at about 75% at the start of January of this year to about 90% as of the end of September. I would also note that we added a couple of goals under 22, what program changes and of course corrections has the CCP made in our implementation for public safety realignment that we believe all counties will find out for. Most of these were borrowed from last report, but I would note the two new ones that we extended CBO contracts into 2022 to help service continuity and stability among our GB109 clientele. And we've also opened Bakersfield and Delano recovery stations. After that, it's part B for the budget section, so it pretty much just lists how we distribute our budgets to CCP organizations for last year and this year, and how we distributed those for services. And the last part, part C, just simply gives a few success stories for our programs on how they did it. And, I guess that concludes.
Thank you, Mr. Holly. Are there any questions regarding the survey? Okay, not seeing any. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. As a reminder, when we submit this, the CCP does get $200,000 as a result of doing this. So is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any, I would ask for a motion to make a recommendation to the Executive Committee to approve the submission of the survey and authorize staff to make non-substantive changes prior to submission. Do I have such a motion?
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Rojas. Second from Ms. Kuwahara. And do we need to take a roll call vote? Or no, we'll take just all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, thank you very much. We'll go to our next meeting. Our next meeting is going to be scheduled for March 2nd, 2022 at 8:30. And hopefully we'll be able to meet in person again at that time. Before we adjourn, I just want to thank Carlos Rojas, who's been the designee for Ms. Barlow, and he's still with the superintendent of schools, but he's going to be in a different capacity, so Deborah Plank will be taking over him, but this will be his last meeting, so I just want to thank him for his participation on the committee. With that being said, we will adjourn, and then we're going to reconvene as the executive committee in just 1 minute. You're welcome to stay, but if you're not going to stay, we ask that you do exit just for sound purposes. Thank you, everyone. It's good to see everyone in person. Okay, we'll go ahead and convene as the executive committee of the CCP for our December 1st, 2021 meeting at the Stockdale office. And we will start with a roll call.
Chief Mayor.
Here.
Chief Maribel,
here.
Court Executive Officer, Robert Pickens. District Attorney, Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer.
Public Defender, Singh.
Peter King for Singh.
Sheriff Van Blit.
Here.
Director Kuwahara.
Here.
And Chief Terrell.
Here.
Our first item is minutes from our previous executive committee member from September 1st, 2021. Unless there's any changes that need to be happened to those minutes, I'd ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
Kinzel.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Youngblood.
Second from Youngblood. And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next is public presentations. Are there any public presentations? Seeing none, we'll go to committee member announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Seeing none, we'll go to item number 4, where we have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding the reduction of contracted beds for Freedom House. Do I have a motion to approve that recommendation?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Kuwahara.
Second.
Second, Chief Terry. And is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. I'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Maribel.
Yes.
Court Executive, Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter King for Singh.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
And Chief Terry.
Yes.
Thank you. We have item number 5. We have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding the request to reduce contracted beds for New Life Recovery and Training Center. Do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion.
Motion, Chief Terry.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kinzel. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, take a roll call vote.
Chief Maribel.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter King for Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go next, which is our funding proposals for fiscal year 21-22 additional base funds. We have a recommendation from the full CCP for those requested allocations as outlined. Do I have a motion to approve that recommendation?
Youngblood.
Motion?
Second.
Second, Chief Terry. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Mayor.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Okay, go to our next item, which is funding proposals for fiscal year 2021 growth funds. We have a recommendation from the full CCP to allocate those growth funds as listed. And do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Kuwahara.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kinzel. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. We'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Mayor.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harper. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Singh, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
And Chief Terry.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Our next item is a request by the Sheriff's Office to reallocate $100,000 from fiscal year 21-22 base funds. We have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding that request. Do I have, is there a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion.
I have a motion from Chief Terry.
Second.
Second from Ms. Kuwahara. Is there any public comment on this item? Not hearing any, we will take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Singh.
Peter Kang for Singh, yes.
Sheriff Young.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
And Chief Terry.
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is our BSEC survey. And we have a recommendation from the full CCP regarding the approval of that survey, our ability to submit it. Do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Kuwahara?
Second.
Second. Is that Mr. Kinzel? And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Last item, and we will have our next executive committee meeting following our full CCP meeting on March 2nd, 2022, and we will adjourn as the executive committee. Thanks, everybody.